You ready?
Count up to 20, then I'll see how it works. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, sir. And would you give me the days of the week? Would you give me the days of the week, just in your ordinary voice?
Now, wait a minute. What are you going to start the first day, Sunday?
Sunday would be fine. Sunday would be fine.
Well, you know, a lot of them count Sunday now the first day. We used to count that the last day.
The last day.
I just want to know which you wanted.
All right, sir. Whichever you usually say.
Okay. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right. And the months of the year, and then I think this will be...
Well, January, did you get that?
Yes.
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, sir. Now I think we can forget about it. Once I get it adjusted, then we can forget about it. What were you saying now about the open range?
Well, way back yonder, when I was just a little boy, well, no, it was just before I was born, well, they fenced the fields in, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And then everybody started getting run wild everywhere. We didn't have nothing then, every man that ever, they tell me just a milk cow too, you know, something like that, and a few hogs. But, and I come home, I went to fence, and I can recollect when my daddy bought the first barbed wire, started putting it up. And they split rails and fenced the field in all the way around, old crooked rails, put up, you know, this way and then turned that way and that way, and fenced the field in. So he bought the first barbed wire and built him a pasture and put his cows in it. Everybody else got to do it. Well, they passed the law
to
do that. Mm-hmm. But they're still, in the winter time, it's just everybody just when they gather, they're turned in the field. Everybody stopped, they didn't go from one field to the other, you know, just go all over the country. Well, down here, well, I was raised up here towards Hollow Springs, around Waite Siding up there. And when we moved down here, man, the hogs run wild. They had wild hogs down here in Tallahatchie Bottom, you know. They had plenty of them down there.
Uh-huh.
And people would go in there, they'd turn the old sow loose in there. They stay in there all the year. And they'd mark a sow, turn her loose, and she'd raise pigs, and they'd watch her. And when the pigs come, well, they'd catch them pigs and mark them while they're a little bit and cut them, you know, and mark them when they're a little bit of thing. And everybody just go in there and then and claim they had a sow in there, whether they did or not, go in there and kill his meat and come on out. But it wasn't good meat, it was beech mast stuff, you know, that bottom was full of them. Of course, they cut that timber all out you know, since then.
And you say that you had hogs running loose until about 20 years ago, was that?
Well, 20, 25, yeah. Time slips off with a man to get as old as I do, you know. When we started sowing these good pastures in this part of the country, that's when they commenced. Because I sowed 12 acres down here and Joe Wheeler's hog grew that they would beat up. And one of the government men come down and told them to take a rifle and kill them every one. So that's what I'd do with them, but I didn't do it. I had to replant it.
Mm-hmm.
We kept on, I finally made him put them up, but he let them go out several years then. But he got to where now he's in the cattle business, and he's just as particular about a hog being in there as I am.
I see.